Current state on 90.5 WKAR, there are not a lot of hard-driving rock bands fronted by cellos, which is what makes the group Cello Fury so unique. The band out of Pittsburgh features three cellists and a drummer. Current state Scott Pohl spoke with the three cellists in the band, Nicole Myers, Simon Cummings, and Ben Munoz, about their early years.
I'd like to hear how you got started playing the cello.
We were lucky enough that we each had public school strings programs. So I started in the third grade, as did Simon, and Ben started in the fifth grade. And we each have different stories for choosing the cello. Ben, for example, his mother is a cellist, and so he kind of picked it up after watching her. Simon chose the cello because it was the biggest instrument offered, and that's what he wanted. And I heard a variety of string instruments, and I just fell in love with the sound of the cello. It appealed to me, and it was very musical and very soulful, and I immediately knew that that was the instrument for me.
I'm picturing the three of you as being kids taking cello lessons, and then after the lesson, putting in your earbuds and listening to rock and roll music, and that's how you came to love both. Is there any truth in that for you or for the others?
I didn't listen to a whole lot of popular rock bands growing up. I think I'm probably the most rooted in the classical tradition. I listen to a lot of classical music and some jazz, but I think I'm going to let you talk to Simon because he actually grew up listening to lots of different styles of music and started composing and playing in rock bands at an early age.
Well, my name is Simon Cummings from Cello Fury. And as far as the crossover aspect of rock meeting classical, when I was a little kid, that's definitely what I did. I would for sure go to my lessons and play Bach and Brahms and then go on the car ride home cranking out some metal or grunge or anything else that I listened to when I was a little kid, which was pretty heavy music for an 8 or 9 year old, but I think that's definitely rubbed off on our style, is like an early introduction to every kind of music, not just classical cello music. And that's basically how we turned our attention towards this style of music, is we all were influenced by different music growing up. We never just grew up in a classical household. And I kind of didn't really want to. I think I would have missed out incredibly on lots of great music if I had only heard Beethoven symphonies when I was a kid.
Yeah, this is Ben from Cello Fury, and when I started out playing cello, I had just music of all kinds kicking around. My mom was a cellist, and she really got me started in the beginning. But you know, if I were not practicing or having a lesson, I'd be listening to. My father is still very into, you know, classical Spanish music and world music, and then I'm a naturally inclined towards progressive rock and metal. All music's connected because, you know, based on the same principles. And I always like trying to find something in all kinds of music that I can, you know, I can relate to and respect.
I wanted to find out if Cello Fury is something of a side project for any of you. If you're playing with other groupings or maybe in an orchestra in the Pittsburgh area, is Cello Fury something on the side for you guys or your main endeavor?
For all of us, our Cello Fury is the main focus, absolutely. Every once in a while, we'll each be approached. We might be approached about a single cellist for a performance, and then depending on scheduling or whatever, maybe one of us will take that. Or we might do a chamber performance or something. But no, none of us have an orchestra job or play consistently with really any other groups in the Pittsburgh area. And, you know, we're all really extremely focused and dedicated to making Cello Fury our primary job.
Was it hard to find a rock and roll drummer who wanted to play with three cellists?
That's an interesting question. We actually found our drummer through another performance I had with a singer-songwriter. Our drummer's name is David Throckmorton, and he plays with many different groups. He's primarily a jazz drummer, actually. He toured for several years with Maynard Ferguson, but he's very versatile, and he plays country and rock and jazz. and hip-hop as well. And for him, because the songs are formatted like most rock songs, with the melodic line and harmonies and the rhythm and the bass line, it hasn't been very hard for him to just slip in and learn the music. So he feels, from what I've heard him say, he feels that it's pretty similar to playing in a regular rock band. And we love the fact that every time we play, he brings something different to the table. Our music for the three cellos is through composed, so it's written out in sheet music that we learn and practice and memorize. And when he comes in, he can stick to the basic format, time signature, and the groove, but every time he plays, it's a little bit different. So it adds that unique element to every show.
Is all of your music original, or do you ever do rock cello versions of classical pieces or other covers?
I think that 98% of our music is original. The reason for that is, one, it's hard to find music written out for cellos. Even in the classical repertoire, there are some chamber music pieces for cellos, but not as many as, you know, you would find in a string quartet or for a piano trio. So when we got together initially, we did play some cover songs that we arranged ourselves, but we realized that we didn't want to just copy what other people were doing. We wanted to create our own music and create something new. So we took our training at the university studying classical music and knowledge of classical songwriting with knowledge of writing rock songs and put them together. And over the years, we've developed our own style that we call, instrumental progressive rock. Like I said, we want to create something new and different and sort of forge our own path rather than just playing other people's music. But occasionally, we do play a few cover songs at shows. People do like to hear music that they know, and that keeps it, you know, adds some variety to the sets as well.
I'm sure you're familiar with the group Two Cellos. They've done some recording. They've even been taken out on tour with Elton John. is the world big enough for two groups that are primarily made up of cellists?
I think the world is definitely big enough for cello-centered groups. It's a funny question because it's still unusual enough that it piques people's interest to have cellos being the forefront. But if you think about your typical rock band, how many rock bands throughout the world are able to play and make a living? And I find that of the few cello-centered groups that do exist, our styles are actually very different. And it's almost like comparing, like you mentioned, two cellos playing with Elton John. Elton John could be considered, you know, a rock musician, but yet his style is very different from a band like Metallica. Even though they have, you know, a singer and drums, and keyboard and guitars, it kind of branches out. And I think the more exposure people get to different styles of music, the more you'll be able to see that a group like Cello Fury features a cello but has a different sound than a group like Two Cellos.
I'm not sure there's been a big rock band that featured a cello really since the Electric Light Orchestra.
You know, we do, when we are describing our music to people who haven't heard it, many people do think about Electric Light Orchestra or Trans-Siberian Orchestra because it sort of has a similar style. And we like the fact that we are a little bit different from a traditional rock band, and we think that helps us appeal to more people and brings people who like to go to the symphony to our shows, but also people who like those bands and traditional rock music. So it helps us to reach a greater audience, having the cello be the forefront of the band.
I want to ask about your fan base, because I'm picturing your traditional classical music fans maybe not caring for this so much, and I'm also picturing rock music fans maybe not quite getting it. So I wonder who is getting Cello Fury?
I think we are lucky that we do have people who like classical music also like our music. There is enough tracks of our album that do just feature the cello. You can always hear that cello sound, that melodic sound. And when we play in traditional rock clubs and people see us, you know, go to the stage with cellos, they're a little bit quizzical at first, but after they hear it, we found that most people really get into it and just enjoy it for what it is, without any judgment. So I feel pretty lucky that we can appeal to lots of different people. We also work a lot with children and youth, and we do outreach concerts all the time, and we do summer camps where we show kids how you can play alternative strings and rock music on string instruments. And then we also have fans who are, you know, retired folks, and everybody in between. So a lot of people want to know what our target audience is, but I think we don't necessarily have one. We like to keep it a little bit more open and appeal to as many different types of people as we can.
Cello Fury is Nicole Myers, Simon Cummings, and Ben Munoz with drummer David Throckmorton. They'll be playing at The Loft in Lansing on Thursday night. Doors open at 8. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us. We're really looking forward to the show.
Thanks for having us do the interview. We're really excited.
Hey, this has been Ben from Cello Fury, and really appreciative to be in the interview, and hopefully we'll see you at the show.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.